can't you say you like my hat? Why can't you say you like my suit?
It's my field. It's my child.
The machine.
No.
So bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
You know what I'd like to do with these, don't you, Burgess, huh? Snip, snip.
You've just provided me with the makings of one hell of a weekend in Dublin.
The movie news.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
With Garrett Daly.
And good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are focusing on all things Irish today. Just going back to last week, we did pretty well with our Oscars predictions.
Oh, yeah. And what a great weekend of a showing between Killian and Poor Things and Element Pictures. It's brilliant. Yeah. Really good. It was just such a great thing to witness and so well deserved on all accounts by all of them. But yeah, I was on a high on Monday thinking that was just fantastic.
Yeah,
and
it was
I loved
great.
His speech and everything.
Yeah.
It was just great.
Killian did
yeah.
us proud and well done to all of yeah. Element for Poor Things. Now, we had the IFTA nominations during the week.
Yeah, we did. The 21st Irish Film and Television Awards. And actually, leading the pack is Lisa Mulcahy's thriller Lies We Tell, which got 13 nominations. And then on the TV side of things, the crime drama Kin has 11 nominations.
Fantastic.
So it's great
yeah.
to see. And don't forget as well that Stephen Ray is going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award on the night as well. But congratulations to all those that have been nominated across the board. If you go to IFTA website, you can see the full list of all the nominations. Great at celebrating Irish film and television, which, as we could sort of witness very clearly last week, is having its moment as well. So those IFTAs are going to be handed out in Dublin on April 20th.
Very good. Best wishes to all. Now, we mentioned Element there and Ed Gainey and Andrew Lowe. We knew they were teaming up once again with Poor Things director Yorgos Lanthimos and indeed with Emma Stone. But we have a release date, which is great.
Yeah, we do. And we have a confirmed sort of title, because at one stage this project was called And now they've changed it back to Kinds of Kindness is the title of the film. It was shot late 2022 in New Orleans. And it's going to be released, as you said. It's got a release date, June 21st
oh,
is
great.
When it's
Not
going to be released. Not too far away. Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Mark Qualley, Hong Chow, Joe Alwyn, Hunter Schafer, all starring in the film as well. It's been described really as a contemporary film set in the US, three different stories with four or five actors who play one part in each story.
Oh.
So in true Lanthimos fashion, it sounds incredibly intriguing. I suspect as well, possibly with that release date, that we might be seeing it feature in one of the festivals, say like Cannes, ahead of its release.
Yeah.
But that's potential. We'll see if that happens as well. But great for them in terms of another film, heading to the big screen.
Fantastic. Now, we're celebrating all things Irish this afternoon. Tell us about this director in action.
Yeah, this is Lee Cronin, whose work on Evil Dead Rise was such a success last year. It grossed $147 million worldwide at the box office. So he is joining forces with Wild Atlantic Pictures producers John Kevel and MacDara Kelleher to form a new production outfit called Doppelgangers. And not only that, the newly launched grouping has signed a first look deal with New Line Cinema for feature film projects. Of course, on the back of the success of Evil Dead Rise. They've got a thriller in production already, a development in it already. It's called Thaw, so they're working on that. But under the Doppelgangers banner, they'll develop genre-focused feature film and television projects for Cronin to write, direct and produce alongside Kevel and Kelleher. So that's
fantastic.
Great news there.
And another Irish director making waves?
Yes, this is director David Frayne, who now has A24 partnering on his romantic comedy called Eternity. And in the cast, well, it looks like a really good cast that are in talks for the project. Miles Teller, Elizabeth Olsen and Callum Turner, all in talks
Fantastic.
For it, with Frayne to direct the picture. And Teller and Olsen are executive producing as well. So A24 are going to be financing it. Oscar nominated producers Trevor White and Tim White are involved as well. The plot details for this one kept a little bit under wraps, but the film is said to be a romantic comedy where everyone must decide who they must spend eternity with. It's a good pitch. Now, Frayne got his start really in post-production, but before stepping into the director's chair, he made his feature debut with a film called The Cured, starring Elliot Page, which premiered at TIFF and won the Best Horror Feature at Fantastic Fest. And then his sophomore feature, Dating Amber, was a semi-autobiography autobiographical comedy inspired by his adolescence in the 1990s and shot in his hometown, and that launched to acclaim on Amazon. So we will watch that one very carefully. Sounds like a lovely project.
It certainly does. That is Eternity. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Now to Jamie Dornan. He has a new role to fill. Twice.
That's right, twice, because he's going to play twin brothers as he leads the cast of a Netflix series called The Undertow. Now, this is based on a Nordisk film production AS television series that was called Twin. And he's going to, as you say, play the twin brothers, Adam and Lee, in this. And he's cast alongside, very good cast, Mackenzie Davis and Gary Lewis as well. So, suffocating in a loveless marriage to Adam, Nicola's life takes a dramatic turn when Adam's long estranged identical twin brother Lee, and both of course played by Dornan here, comes crashing back into her life, and their tangled romantic past threatens to destroy the present. A split second decision and a terrible accident drives Nicola to protect her children, and over the course of 1 week Lee and Nicola are forced together, struggling to maintain a web of secrets and lies. So they can't ignore their feelings for each other. They both know they're living on borrowed time. Sounds like a good premise,
well, we
doesn't
all know
it?
Jamie Dornan can play, you know, the lovely guy and the kind of creepy guy. He can do either, so that sounds good to me. We'll keep an eye on that one. Now, this is a very nice new role for Eve Hewson. Do tell us more.
Yes, she's going to feature in Noah Baumbach's new film. And alongside, I mean, a stellar cast here, George Clooney, Adam Sandler. You've also got Jim Broadbent, Isla Fisher, Greta Gerwig, Emily Mortimer, Patrick Wilson, Laura Dern, Billy Crudup and Riley Keough, all starring in this film. Isn't it? It's untitled as of yet, but it's been made for Netflix, and Baumbach has co-wrote the script with actor Emily Mortimer.
Yeah.
So the plot details are vague at this moment, but it's been described as a funny and emotional coming-of-age film about adults. And this is under an exclusive deal that Baumbach has with Netflix. Well, what a really nice project for Eve Hewson to be cast in.
Very nice indeed. Just some more casting news for us, Garrett?
Yes, I do. Irish actress Ruud Codd has joined the cast of How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action adaptation is currently filming in Northern Ireland. Now, having recently wrapped recurring roles in Small Town Big Story, that's the upcoming television series written by Chris O'Dowd, also in The Dry as well, she's kind of known for her roles in the Netflix horror series The Midnight Club and The Fall of the House of Usher. How to Train Your Dragon is understood to be kind of very similar to the animated trilogy, this version that they're shooting. And they're shooting it all in Northern Ireland, which is doubling as the Isle of Burke. So it's scheduled to be released on June 13th, 2025.
Very good. We're coming to Trailer Watch, and this one's starring Irish actress Alicia Weir, who of course was so brilliant in the Matilda movie. This is a very different role for her.
It's a very, very different role. And when you see the trailer, you go, okay, yes, that is very different. But what's curious here, you also have an Irish writer, Stephen Shields, who has written this movie as well. So take a listen to a clip from Abigail.
You all came highly recommended. You know the rules. No real names, no backstories, no cell phones.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
I'm here to make sure you're safe.
What's your name? Mine's Abigail.
You can call me Joey.
Do you have any kids?
I have a little boy.
See you in 24 hours.
Do you know what a pinky promise is? If you behave and do as we say, I pinky promise you, it'll all be over soon.
Joey?
Yeah?
I'm sorry about what's gonna happen to you.
Yeah, that is Alicia Weir as Abigail, not Matilda, and more than a little bit naughty, I think we can safely say. But she looks super in it, doesn't she?
She does indeed. And the premise here is a group of would-be criminals kidnap a 12-year-old daughter of a powerful underworld figure, and holding her for ransom in an isolated mansion, their plan starts to unravel when they discover their young captive is actually a bloodthirsty vampire.
Yeah, I mean, so I watched the rest of the trailer, Garrett. It sort of has that maybe Scream feel to it. It's kind of funny horror.
Oh, yeah. It is, yeah. It's definitely not taking itself too seriously at certain points when you see it takes a turn. You know, it is initially in the trailer, you think, oh, is this serious? And then you're getting lines that you realise, yeah, there's a comedy element here as well. And a good cast, Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens. You've also got the late Angus Cloud in there as well, and Giancarlo Esposito. So really good. It's coming out April 19th, Abigail, and great for Alicia Weir, who continues to put in big performances on the big screen.
That's a great part to get, and she looks super in it. Okay, new releases on the big screen. Let's start with Cate Blanchett in The New Boy.
To the Aboriginal protector, Mr. Crank. I am writing regarding the progress of the new boy you sent us. After a shaky start, he is learning to read and to write. He has a passion for Christ, and I feel that he may even follow in my footsteps.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett there, and newcomer Aswen Reed in The New Boy.
Yeah, and this is, I suppose, a story about a boy after found aimlessly wandering the outback alone with an extraordinary gift is sent to a remote orphanage run by a nun harbouring a secret in a sort of slow burn Australian historical drama. We've got a couple of other movies to mention as well. Ethan Coen directing Drive Away Dolls. Reviews haven't been amazing one. So in a fresh start, two women embark on an impromptu road trip to Tallahassee. However, things go awry when they cross paths with a group of inept criminals along the way. Margaret Qualley leading the cast here. You also have the likes of Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal featuring
cameos,
in the movie as well. Little cameos in it as well. And then we also have Monster. So when her young son starts to behave strangely, his mother feels that there's something wrong, and discovering that a teacher is responsible, she storms into the school demanding to know what's going on. But as the story unfolds through the eyes of mother, teacher and child, the truth gradually emerges. Reviews are decent for that. That's called Monster.
And a TV movie I'm guessing you have found is a good Irish movie to watch this weekend. What have you chosen?
I'm sure we've recommended it hundreds of times before, but you know what, once more. So a 20-year-old woman from a large family announces she's pregnant but refuses to reveal the identity of the father. Her protective dad is determined to stand by her, but over the next 9 months, small town gossip starts to take its toll on him. Stephen Frears directing this comedy drama based on Roddy Doyle's novel, starring Tina Kelleher and Colm Meaney. It is, of course, The Snapper, which you can watch tomorrow night, and it's on RT1 at 9:30.
That'll do nicely. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.